Now, we're at Griffin Park, current home of Brentford, but as many people will know, there is a proposal, there is a move in the offing for Brentford about a mile or so down the road towards Kew Bridge at the Lionel Road Development. Delighted to say the project director, Brian Burgess, for the Lionel Road Development here at Brentford is alongside us in our commentary position at half-time. Brian, good afternoon, or good evening
good
to
evening.
You. A happy new year as well for 2017. And hopefully, from your point of view, a 2017 that actually sees the stadium breaking ground and getting going. Can you first explain to us why a new ground is required by Brentford Football Club?
Yes, some people might wonder, because we've got a wonderful atmosphere here at Griffin Park tonight under lights. But sadly, it's really not a ground that can take us forward in the modern age. It's over 100 years old. The capacity is only 12,000. At the end of this season, we would normally, unless we get dispensation because we're building a new stadium, we would have to convert our standing terraces to all-seater, which will reduce the capacity to 11,000. And those who know Griffin Park would know that it's very antiquated. The facilities are very limited, not what spectators expect these days, particularly if you've been to other much more modern stadiums. So we need to move to a site which can house a 20,000 seat stadium. We've got planning permission for that. We've got the land now. We had to go through a compulsory purchase order, which held things up for a couple of years.
Yep.
And we've now got a development partner, Wilmot Dixon, who will build the 900 flats along with the stadium, which will obviously, the residential development, the new homes will be needed to pay towards the construction of the stadium. And then Griffin Park, once we've moved into the new stadium at Lionel Road, Griffin Park will be redeveloped for housing, family housing. So it's very exciting to have a new stadium to look forward to. It's been a long time coming. We hope to start on site in the first half of next year.
Right.
Between March and June,
Is there a time to go? Why is it taking so long? There was a compulsory purchase order that was required for a parcel of land which was essential to the development. What now stands between Brentford and starting construction?
That's right. Well, the compulsory purchase order finally came to fruition in September, so only a few months ago. And there's still some legal work to sort out as part of that. With Hounslow Council, we have to sign some long-term leases on the land, because the council now own it as a result of the compulsory purchase order. So I'm afraid it's more lawyers and accountants to get the financial package together. So a bit more administration, and then hopefully we can finalise the design of the stadium and get onto site in the spring.
So if it is sort of late spring, early summer that work starts, what would be the timescale for a move into a new stadium?
It's about 2.5 years to build the stadium itself. So we'd be aiming, if we can, for August 2019, for the 2020 season. So I would think sometime during that season. Obviously, we'll aim to get in at the beginning of the season, in August 19, but we'll have to wait and see.
I mean, it's taken longer than maybe people would have thought. I know we've talked about a new stadium for Brentford, well, a decade and a half. I know plans were put in place 15-odd years or so ago. Does this just prove how difficult it is to develop something new?
Well, it is, and particularly in London, of course. Land is very valuable, which obviously means that Griffin Park's very valuable for housing. That's great, but the new site has to be bigger, and so that's even more expensive. So, yes, it is difficult, and when you need high-rise blocks to pay for it, then obviously there are planning issues, and hopefully we've jumped all those hurdles now. It's just putting the final touches to the construction contract.
We'll see some hard hats at Lionel Road late spring.
I certainly hope so.